Child Rapist, Violent Criminals Arrested Crossing Mexican Border into U.S. by Bob Price on February 20, 2020. During the past 10 days, Border Patrol agents arrested a series of violent criminal aliens and dangerous gang members after they illegally crossed the Mexican border into the United States. Those arrested include a child rapist, violent sexual offenders, other violent criminals, and members of some of the most dangerous criminal gangs. Let's be clear and be honest, Acting U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan told reporters earlier this month. Not everyone trying to illegally enter the United States is good. Not everyone trying to illegally enter the United States is vulnerable. In fact, there are some very dangerous people trying to enter this country illegally every single day with the intent to make their way to every town, city, and state in this country. Eastlade Border Patrol Station agents observed a pair of illegal aliens climbing the border wall on February 12 to enter the U.S. Agents arrested the two and identified one, a 52-year-old Peruvian national, had a conviction in his home country for rape of a minor, according to information obtained from El Paso Sector Border Patrol officials. The man served 9 years in prison in Peru for the crime. That same day, Lordsburg Station agents apprehended two migrants shortly after they illegally crossed the border. Agents identified one of the men as a 40-year-old Mexican national who admitted to being a member of the Pesa gang. Agents conducted a biometric background investigation and confirmed the man's gang ties in addition to an extensive criminal history, officials stated. In a series of arrests along the southwest border on Monday and Tuesday, agents in California, Arizona, and Texas arrested more dangerous criminal aliens. Tucson sector agents arrested a pair of previously deported child abusers and an 18th Street gang member. Lukeville station agents apprehended 39-year-old Juan Sergio Valencia Robles, a Mexican national. A records check revealed the conviction in Visalia, California in 2007 for cruelty toward a child, drug possession, and amphetamine with intent to sell. The California court sentenced him to 4 years in state prison. Calix station agents arrested 43-year-old Gerson Garcia, a Honduran national, after he illegally crossed the border. His criminal history included a conviction in Nassau County, New York, for rape in October 2002. The court sentenced Garcia to 42 months in state prison. In the same area, agents also apprehended a 24-year-old Mexican national who admitted his membership in the dangerous 18th Street Gang, officials stated. In Texas, Eagle Pass Station agents arrested another 18th Street Gang member from El Salvador. Agents reported that immigration officers deported the man earlier this year. He now faces prosecution in the Western District of Texas for illegal reentry after removal. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. El Centro sector agents also apprehended a dangerous gang member after he illegally crossed the border 16 miles east of the Calexico West downtown port of entry early Monday morning. The agents determined that Luis Reyes, a 33-year-old Guatemalan national, is a self-admitted member of the Mara Salvatrucha 13, MS-13, gang. A biometric investigation revealed an extensive criminal history and an immigration deportation in 2012. He also faces federal felony charges for illegal reentry after removal. Agents assigned to the McAllen Station in the Rio Grande Valley sector arrested another MS-13 gang member from El Salvador after he illegally crossed the border near Hidalgo, Texas on Monday. On Wednesday, Brownsville Station agents arrested a Mexican national who illegally crossed the border. A records check uncovered a conviction in Harlingen, Texas, for indecency with a child involving sexual contact. The Texas court sentenced the Mexican man to 5 years in state prison. A few hours later, Corpus Christi station agents received a call from the local police about a migrant they detained. Agents interviewed the man and identified him as a Mexican national with lawful permanent resident status. The agents learned the man is a member of the Mexican Mafia gang. The agents arrested the man and transported him to the Border Patrol station for removal proceedings. During his press conference earlier this month, Commissioner Morgan cited the apprehension of nearly 1,000 criminal aliens in just the first 4 months of this fiscal year. He said those arrested include sexual offenders, violent offenders, human traffickers, and weapons violators. He said agents and officers have also arrested more than 170 gang members this fiscal year. "This is just what we've caught," Morgan said. There are tens of thousands more that we haven't caught. That should concern everybody. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.